Hey guys, happy October. It's my favorite month of the year. I love October, partly because I love Halloween, partly because I love fall. I just love all things pumpkins and costumes and cinnamon. I baked cookies last night and I put cinnamon on them and they're so good. They might be my new favorite recipe. They're so good. I have some other updates. Let's see. The nightmares stopped, thankfully. In my last ramble, I talked about how I was having nightmares every single night without fail of like various really random situations. Like there was one where I was stuck in an ice cave in the Arctic. One was a burglary. One was, I think there were sharks somewhere in there. One was zombies. It was just pretty much every, like, genre of scary that you can think of. I had a dream about it. But yeah, they've stopped, thankfully. A couple nights ago, I did have a dream about all of my teeth falling out. But other than that, I'm good. What else? I had a blood draw a few days ago, and guess how many vials they took? Go ahead and guess. Okay, did you pick a number? 11. 11 vials of blood. And I have really, really, really tiny veins, so it took a while. But now it's over. I'm so happy that it's over. I was dreading that for, like, a week. What else? Whoa, my knuckles just cracked. That was actually really satisfying. I had a brief lapse of judgment and wanted to get bangs. And so I almost made a hair appointment. And then I held up my hair onto my forehead and was like, nope, never mind. Because it looked horrible. So, thankfully, I did not cut my hair. I feel like that's just it's just something that happens every, like, year or two. I think most girls go through that where they want to cut bangs and then they either do and they regret it or they don't. Actually, that's not true. Some girls pull off bangs really well. Like Zooey Deschanel. She would not be Zooey Deschanel without bangs. Also, Sabrina Carpenter. But yeah, I guess I just don't have the right face for it. It just doesn't go well with my features. I don't know. I kind of want to help. I want to do it again. No, I don't think I will. I've only had bangs once in my life, and it was when I was like 7. And I don't think they looked particularly good, but they were just like little kid bangs, you know, like it's not like they had much dimension to them or style. I'm really tempted to cut my hair. I can't decide. No, I'm not gonna do it. Yeah, I'm not gonna do it. Anyways. What else? My brother is staying here for a little bit. Not for very long, though, because he's going on a road trip. But it was so funny. He came into my room and was like, do you have a hula hoop? And I said, no, I don't. And he goes, oh, never mind. I just remembered I have a sled. And then he leaves. So, I don't know what that was about, but my brother, he's always, like, doing really cool craft projects and stuff. He loves, like, medieval craft projects, so, like, making his own armor or swords or bows and arrows, stuff like that he's really into. But, yeah, I'm not sure why he needed a hula hoop and or a sled. It's a mystery. I'm trying to think of any other updates I have. I might be going to a Halloween party in a week, and so I've been brainstorming costume ideas. It's so funny, I always like, I'm always really excited about Halloween, and I'm always tempted to plan out a really cool, perfect costume, like, you know, 3 months in advance. But I never do because I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing on Halloween or, like, if I'll even need a costume. And so I don't want to, like, waste my money on a costume. And so I never do. And then always, like, a few days before Halloween, I need to find a costume. So I should really just always have a bunch of costumes ready to go. Just a closet of Halloween costumes. I used to actually own like 10 Disney princess dresses. This is when I was like 12. I've talked about this before, but I used to buy them off of eBay. It was just, I don't know why, I loved wearing dresses like that and feeling like a princess. I mean, that's not strange. Most girls feel that way. But at 11, I don't know if that's, if most 11-year-olds have moved past, like, their Disney princess phase. But I hadn't, and so I had, like, 10. But I've since gotten rid of them. Not that they would do me any good, because I was 11, so it's not like they would fit now, but yeah, anyways, I think I've decided I'm gonna be Jenna Rink from the rom-com 13 Going on 30. In the beginning, she wears this really cute pink nightgown with a polka dot coat over it, and then also like a sleep mask and heels. And so I think I've decided on that because I think it's pretty recognizable, especially for people who are into rom-coms. And then also it's comfortable and it's pretty simple. I thought about being a woodland fairy or something like that, but then I would have to have wings and I'm like, it seems kind of annoying to have to, like, be conscious of your wings knocking into stuff or, you know, anything like that. So, yeah, I think I've landed on being Jenna Rink. I'm really excited. My friends hosted a Halloween party a few days ago, and they were, like, gonna carve pumpkins, do like vision boards, watch a movie, and I was so excited to go, but I wasn't feeling well, and so I missed it, and I'm so sad about that, because that's like my ideal party, you know, it's just like a few people, just really cozy, and yeah, I'm sad I missed it, but maybe next year. Okay, another thing that's new with me, I have a confession to make, and I'm not proud of it, but I'm hoping that you guys will accept me for me. I've been playing Roblox. I've never played Roblox before, ever. When I was, like, 13, I wanted to play it with a friend of mine. I was on the phone with my friend, and I was downloading Roblox, and my dad, like, overheard me on the phone and was like, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm downloading a game. And he was like, what game? And I said, Roblox. And then he looked it up, and he found a bunch of stuff about how Roblox, he, like, I guess went on Reddit or something, and he found a bunch of people saying that Roblox isn't safe, and that's like the number one place that predators prey on children, and like stuff like that. Horrible, but, yeah, so he told me that I couldn't download it. And, and now, 9 years later, I've downloaded it, and I've been playing. I've only been playing one game. It's Dress to Impress. I think that's one of, like, the most popular ones. I think most people that play it are, like, 8 years old. Because, basically, for anyone who hasn't heard of it or haven't played it before, you're in, like, a store, like a clothing store, and then you're given a theme. And then you have to put together an outfit based on the theme. And then your 5 minutes are up, and then you do like a fashion show where everyone rates each other's outfits. and so, yeah, I think most people that play are like 8 years old because the theme was arcade. And a bunch of the people in the game were like, what's an arcade? And so many people, they don't dress on theme. The theme could be like, historical figure, and then everyone will dress in like a pink mini skirt with a cheetah print bag. I'm like, who's that supposed to be? And then they'll win. It's so, the game actually, it ignites a lot of anger in me. I've had a lot of beef with a lot of 8-year-olds in the past couple weeks, but I don't bully them or anything. People can be really mean in the chat. It's no wonder my dad didn't want me to play. So yeah, I've been playing that. That's been like my recent obsession. I've also been watching a lot of thrillers. I'm really into survival thrillers where it's a group of people or just, you know, just the protagonist up against the elements or, you know, like a bear or the ones where they're stuck in small places or dangerous places like caves or, there's one called Frozen, not to be confused with Disney's Frozen. but yeah, Frozen 2011, and it's like three friends get stuck on a ski lift. That's one of my favorites. I love that movie. But yeah, I've been really into movies like that lately. And it's really fun to watch. Really anxiety-inducing and nerve-wracking, but really fun to watch. I watched one called The River Wild, and it came out, I think, in, like, the 90s, and it stars Meryl Streep and Ethan Hawke, and it was really good. It's, like, a rafting trip survival action thriller. It was so good. I really liked it. And then I watched another called River Wild, and I guess it was a remake, but, because it had, like, a really, it had the same premise, the plot was a little bit different, but, like, same premise, so, and same title, so I assume it was a remake, but yeah, that one wasn't quite as good. I didn't like it as much, mostly because of this one scene where one of the characters is wrestling the bad guy. The bad guy has a gun, and so they're, like, wrestling for it. And the other two characters, the protagonist and her friend, are tied up in a raft. And so they're, the protagonist is, like, undoing their rope, because she has, like, a knife or something. And so, meanwhile, her brother is fighting off the bad guy. They're wrestling for the gun. And finally, she undoes her own rope. And instead of helping her brother fight the villain, they're like 5 feet away. Instead of helping him, she spends like 5 whole minutes untying her friend's rope. And then they both run. They just like abandon her brother, who is still fighting for his life for the gun. They just, they could have helped him and then they would have won. And, or like they could have grabbed a rock and hit the villain guy over the head with it, or, you know, like instead they just run through the woods. I was like, what? It was so infuriating to watch. And then they hear a gunshot and they don't know who got shot. And so then the protagonist is like, I have to go back and make sure he's all right. So she runs back. But like, if you wanted to make sure that he was okay, why didn't you help him when he really needed you? Like, now that he's shot and dying, there's not a lot you can do for him. It really, as you can tell, it really made me mad. But, I mean, it was an alright movie. I just didn't love it as much as the other one. I've also been reading a lot of thrillers, like suspense mystery novels. I love how in my last ramble I was like, guys, I've been having so many nightmares and I don't know why. And here I am filling my head with scary stories all the time. But actually, I wasn't watching that many scary movies at that point. But yeah, I've been reading a lot of mystery suspense novels. And I read this one called Then She Was Gone by, I think, Lisa Jewell. And that was one of my favorites. It was really good. It's about a mom whose child went missing 10 years ago. And she's finally starting to kind of reclaim her life, I guess, and start finding joy in things again. And she starts seeing the sky and stuff. But the guy has a daughter who is eerily similar to her missing child. And so the story just kind of unravels, and yeah, it was really good. And then right now I'm reading a book called The Naturals, and it's about this FBI agency that hires gifted teenagers to help them solve crime. And like the teenagers have sort of superpowers, I guess. Like, one can always tell when someone is lying, and one is like a mathematical genius and can is like really good with statistics and stuff like that. And then one of them is what they call a profiler, so she can like read people extremely well, like to the point that it's pretty much a superpower. So yeah, it's a really cool book so far. I'm like 100 pages in and I really like it. Yeah, I think that's pretty much everything. Oh my gosh, I've been talking for a while. I did not think that this was gonna be that long. Okay, well, yeah, I'm gonna go now. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you guys are having a good October. If you're dressing up for Halloween, comment your costume, because it's always really fun to like talk about what people are dressing up as. All right, so I'll see you guys next time. Bye. Mwah.